Hello. I'm glad you called at this time. What time is it? Well, I don't really know, but I know it's a special time because you have taken the time at this time to dial this number, and I pray that the brief words of encouragement would really find a lodging place in your heart. My wife Nancy and I, some time ago, went to a park to have lunch. After we ate, we took a short walk, a walk that brought us to a restored train station. Even had a caboose on a short track. I said, honey, let's walk the track. Let's walk the track. And we did. Yeah, it was difficult. But I remarked that, you know, honey, if we just can keep our eyes ahead instead of on our feet, we're going to do better, a lot better, because we were sliding off left and right. So we kept our eyes straight ahead, and we found that it was working a lot better. And, of course, that, I'm told, is in the mindset of a tight rope walker. Eyes across the way instead of on the rope. And this is true for one crossing a stream on a log. Of course, you do that all the time, right? Anyway, I know that many times we do go through turbulent situations in our life. We get bogged down in the present happenings, as I call them. And we've just got to get our eyes fixed across the way. It's the only safe way to cross, and yet it is so difficult. The prophet Joel put it this way in Joel 2:21, the Lord will be the hope of his people. I'd like to put your name right there. The Lord will be the hope of, insert your name, and the strength of his children. So my friend, I just say, bottom line, eyes ahead, not down on present circumstances, and that view will only cause you to fall if you're with head cast down on the circumstances, even amid the circumstances. Look up, look up. And Lord, I do ask that this dear one cultivate the practice of looking up and looking over to you instead of down and at the heartaches and cares of a present stream. Yes, looking to you, the author and the finisher of their faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I do thank you for calling, my friend. Heads up, eyes ahead. I love you, and if you'd like to talk to me, you may, as long as you wish. Goodbye.